So I'm talking to David Ford, the choral director here at St. Canice's Cathedral, and we're in St. Canice's. David, you must be absolutely thrilled with today's event.
Very, very much so. And I think it's a real tribute to all the hard work that goes into a cathedral choir by all the various people who are involved, organists and the choristers themselves, and the support that we get from the our cathedrals and their chapters. I suppose the thing to celebrate really is that tradition of choral singing that exists in some of our cathedrals and are very much vibrant and alive. I hope you saw that today. And you know, that tradition that's so important to preserve, yet not really that well known about. Mm-hmm. You know, unless you come to church every Sunday, mm-hmm. you won't really know that there's a choir singing quite advanced repertoire and very interesting music from the Renaissance through to the present day. Every week, week in, week out, we see the headliners and the big choral projects, which are great and really, I suppose, great to enthuse people in. But there's this backbone there, and you know, of all ages, from children through to adults. So it's
absolutely
really exciting thing to be involved in.
I think so, and I think your point today about all these are working choirs, and you can hear them every Sunday morning.
Yeah.
When can what is the timetable? When can you hear St.
Okay, during term time mainly. It's the choral Eucharist the morning service on Sunday mornings, which is at 11:30, and that is a Eucharist service most Sundays. Occasionally it's Matins, so we could be singing something like a Palestrina Mass setting or a setting by Stanford or something like that. Occasionally we have Evensong, which is the evening service, again sung service, very beautiful music, and that's every Sunday of the term.
Fantastic. David, they were a credit to you.
Thank you very much.
Wonderful occasion.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you. Done.